Hi, good evening, everybody. My name is Aries Lau, and I'm here to tell a story of one of our members who unfortunately cannot tell her own story here because of the unfortunate reasons of immigration. And the story will be read in her voice, and here it goes. My name is Danya. I'm gay and I'm Muslim. I want to share my story with you because I really hope that things can change for me and I will have the opportunity to live openly and happily as a gay person. I grew up in a strongly religious Muslim community. There were many extremists. Life was very scary for me. Why? Because being gay is a sin in Quran, and people have the right to do something about this sin, or even worse, killing those people who are gay. Since I was a teenager, I dreamt of coming here to the United States because I saw the celebration of Gay Pride Parade in San Francisco, California, on the satellite television. I was so excited. There were women and women holding hands and kissing each other. They looked so happy. Nobody threw stones at them, and no guns fired at them. Their existence seemed so peaceful and life seemed so smooth. Sex is tabooed in the Muslim community, and even more so, certainly wrong about being gay. I felt a lot of stress and fear living there. In Indonesia, I read in the news about how the Muslims killed a man because he was gay, and people were okay with that. A woman was raped because she was a lesbian, and the rapist justified his action by saying that it was because he wanted to make her straight again. It is so sick. People laughed and mocked the transsexual people because they think that transsexual people are clowns or that they are sick and crazy. When I was 15, I told my best friend that I'm gay, and she was very afraid of me. She never talked to me again. I felt really upset. Around the same time, my family asked me to get married with a man they had chosen for me. I refused and I told them that I was gay. They were shocked and said that I was crazy. I felt very stressed out. Sometimes it crossed my mind that maybe I should end my life. But thank God I stay strong because I believe I'm a normal person just like any other. In 2002, my mother asked me to come to the United States to visit my family, and I was very happy. I adapted fast. I learned English quickly. I felt free like a butterfly. I could do and say whatever I wanted, and I found that I was happy. I could be myself and be gay. I couldn't describe that feeling with words. I felt blessed and joyous. Then I decided to stay in this country. I applied for asylum in 2003 against my country. I explained to the judge everything that I had experienced in the past living in a Muslim country. I explained that I did not feel safe living there. I was fearful of being gay, and I was afraid that if the Muslim people or somebody found out, they would kill me. Unfortunately, the judge did not grant my case. She denied my case because she said I did not have strong evidence to prove that I'm gay. And she said that I'm not under life-threatening danger. I was shocked and extremely sad that I had lost my case. I showed the judge all the proof I have, including an assessment from my psychologist and proof that my country is against gay people. Nothing could change her mind. I was truly surprised that there's still no support for gay people, even in this country of so-called freedom. It is a shame. I hope one day the United States will reform immigration and provide better protection for gay people. I have been living in the U.S. without status ever since. It's not the same living here without legal status. I will be treated as a criminal if I'm caught. I cannot speak freely, I cannot travel, and it feels almost the same as if I'm back in Indonesia. The only difference is that I can say that I'm gay here. I don't feel safe and secure here. I'm not protected by the law. When it comes to employment, the situation is even worse. I have no power to negotiate for a decent wage, and my options for jobs are very limited. At the same time, the employers can treat me however badly they want to and exploit my hard labor because I don't have any power against them for as long as I need the money to survive. I cannot complain. I cannot get health insurance. I cannot get days off. And at times, I don't even get paid for my work. I work many hours just to pay rent, food, and medical bills. I'm worked like a machine nonstop, but if I get sick, I'm fired on the spot. There's a lot of discrimination against illegal immigrants. I get nasty stares from people. I get spoken down to. People make mean remarks. I get bullied and blackmailed for being illegal. There's no quality to my life. Of course, not having paperwork also means alienation from my family. I have not seen them ever since I got here, and I will not be able to see them for I don't know how long. People look down on me, even though I have learned English. People avoid having friends who are illegal, and I feel very isolated. It is even harder to find a partner who understands my situation. Without financial stability, having time constraints for long working hours, and not being able to travel with my partner makes it very difficult to work out a relationship. So this is my life. It is a struggle on a daily basis, and with not much to look forward to in the future. It is terrible being vulnerable and of a lower class. Many bad things keep happening like an endless bad dream. I truly hope that the immigration laws will change to help protect queer people like me. It is my dream to live freely with my sexual orientation and to live a happy, fulfilled life. Thank you.